Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we're featuring the Vegan Maker Collective, an arts event happening in Worcester, Massachusetts, on September 30th. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Tamara Castagnaro. She's joining us here in the WCUW studios, 910 Main Street. And Tamara is the founder, organizer of the Vegan Maker Collective. Welcome, Tamara, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. Hello.
Very powerful, the Vegan Maker Collective, with all vegan-owned businesses. And that's happening at the New Tradition
event space. Yep.
The New Tradition event space on 7 Jackson Street. And before we get into this wonderful event coming up, Tamara, I'd like to ask you a couple questions about how long you've been vegan.
My vegan story started about 11 years ago when we moved to where we live now in Petersham. And my young daughter at the time asked if we could get pet chickens. So we did, and of course we fell in love with them, and we named everybody, and they came in the house, and they hung out with us, and cuddled, and watched cartoons, and it didn't take long to realize how sweet they were, and how much personality they had. Very shortly after that was when my daughter asked if she could no longer be made to eat chicken in our meals, and I agreed. She felt so strongly about it, that it was no problem at all. Shortly after that came Thanksgiving, and she asked not to have turkey. So it just evolved very quickly over her making all these connections between all the animals that we love and the ones that we eat. So as I started doing a little bit more research to make sure that I was growing a healthy little human, you learn so much. And I did, learned so much. And it was so easy for me to then say, Abigail, this is amazing. The idea that you thought is something that we should all do as a family because we feel so strongly about how much we love animals. So we all went in our own time, there's four of us, and decided to no longer eat animals. So it's been something that has been very passionate in our family for probably about 12 years now.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And how about that significant leap from vegetarian to vegan?
For some crazy reason, my daughter had suggested that we try to watch the, at the time it was relatively new, documentary, Earthlings, while we had lunch together, and it didn't take long. It was about 15 minutes in, and it was just us crying and being upset about feeling lied to, about the way that we were taught where our food came from and how animals were treated for so many different things in our lives. So from that day on, she was about 11 years old.
Wow.
Said, no more. Not just eating. We're not going to wear them. We're not going to use them. And she became the world's best label reader.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's so surprising.
It is. It is.
When you look at ingredients.
Yep.
It's
the amount of time and energy you need to put into things and really dig. And make sure that you're making good decisions. So it was, it was a great decision that we made all on our own. And even my son at the time was about 5 years old, said, I don't want to eat any animals anymore either, Mom.
Wow.
So, I'm glad.
That's wonderful to hear. You're a very powerful, wise family. And this is exciting because it is the paradigm shift of a culture of normalized violence into a culture of normalized nonviolence, and it's happening through the grassroots activism because it's certainly not happening in the institutions of religion or education. And so we really need people on the streets doing this and in the art studios. So I'm really excited to hear about this event coming up, the Vegan Maker Collective.
I am very excited, of course. At this point, we have 33 vegan-owned businesses that have signed up. And I originally started this and used Maker Collective in the name because I feel we get so excited. If you look at social media, so excited about new restaurants, but I feel like we often don't talk about the artists, the people who are making everything else in our lives that we need to buy and seek out without animals in them. And I want to get excited about them because I know how much thought and energy and digging and time I put into finding where my materials come from, who I buy from, where they are coming from, what we're doing to the earth to get them, what we're doing to the people that are being paid to get them. And I know that a lot of my friends that are vegan-owned businesses do the same thing, whether they make candles or they screen print shirts or even the tattoo artists. So I wanted to create an event that helped everybody to get excited and share and brag and talk about all of the artists and the makers too that weren't just food makers, but because I love them, and that is one of my most favorite things to do with my family is to find new vegan-owned restaurants and snacks. That's my thing. Tamara loves snacks. That is also an important part of our event. I wanted to be able to invite our vegan-owned restaurants and food makers and snack makers and those who are trying to do the right thing with feeding us as well. So
yeah. Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I'm very excited about that too, to go to an event and know that it's all vegan-owned businesses, because otherwise we have to ask a lot of questions, because a lot of people now who are not vegan are selling plant-based products because there's a
money.
Market for it,
yeah.
And that's not being noble or true to the cause.
I agree.
And so I really like it that these are all vegan-owned businesses and that you've screened them so that you know that they are coming from a place of ethics and compassion and nonviolence.
And not just in their businesses, because I feel like it's relatively easy nowadays to find someone that uses that tagline, vegan, whether it's anything that they make. And that's great, and I love that, because sometimes it makes our jobs a little bit easier to try to do the right thing when we're purchasing, but that doesn't always mean that ethics are involved. And that's what I love about my friends that are coming with us. They're not only within their business ethics, it's their life ethics too. Every single decision in their lives, all these people that you would be able to meet and talk to would tell you that their purchases make a difference. You know, they look into that too. So that's what I love about these guys. They care about animals in every part of their life and not just what they create.
Yes. Okay, so let's hear about the Vegan Maker Collective.
As I said, we have 33 folks coming with us so far, and everybody is a little bit different. I really did try to vary this so that everybody would feel like they're being seen and that there isn't a ton of competition and people can really get to know them and their products and what they make and how they make them. So there are the snack makers and the makers, the goods makers. But we have quite a few woman-owned businesses, which is really exciting because many of them are new. A lot of us are coming from New England and in all different states, and they're traveling to this because they're so excited for it, to come to Central Mass for this. But we have Miss Vegan, Celebrated, The Vegan Potter, Pig Out Bakery, Blush Bake Shop, Vegan Veridity, Wonderlust Artisan Soaps, Camberville Dog Treats, Cat Party Design Studio, Two Trick Pony, Characters by Fascia, Lumen Nature Eye, The Humble Soaper, Bartleby's Satan Truck, Steve Fournier is an artist and a tattoo artist, White Muck Vegan Apparel, Wild Tiger Pins, Glass House Arts Stained Glass, The Striped Cat Metalworks, Hippie Cakes Vegan Bakery, The Vegan Nest, East Ham Stamp, Verito, Grasp T-Shirts, Like No Udder, Embody Love, Barrett's Garden, Sarah Abeda Marco for George Nowick Fine Prints, Richard Salvucci Studio, Smoky Chestnut Farm, which is a farm animal sanctuary, but it's a mother-daughter-owned sanctuary, and they make and create arts to raise money for their animals, Gagny Life, Jennifer Lee's Bakery, Cameron Osteen Yoga Animalia Project.
Wow. Let's start with the Striped Cat Art Creations, because that's you with your beautiful jewelry.
I am the Striped Cat Metalworks, and obviously I am a cat lady. I have done cat rescue for as long as I can remember. I've always, always, always loved animals, and it was just because I was a mom and we homeschooled for many years, I didn't work outside of the home. I worked with my children. We adventured and we explored and we lived life and we learned. And we did so much volunteering and fostering and rescue wild animals, domesticated animals, farm animals. We've had so many that lived with us. So I've always tried to do something at home, create something to be able to sell so that we could donate money to animals in need. And that was why I started making jewelry. I was kind of a late bloomer because I've been a mama for so long and my children are finally old enough to adventure a little bit more on their own and not need me so much. So I finally said, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I just decided that I would love to make jewelry. I want to be able to create pieces that start conversations and have somebody look at it and ask you questions about why maybe you chose it, why it was made, and help us understand a little bit more about the way that we treat animals. So I do have some animal rights themed pieces, and that was just one more reason why I wanted to create an event like this. I myself don't always feel very comfortable selling and showing the pieces that I create in any event. You know, any market, any fair, any festival, because the pieces that mean the most to me are the ones that are vegan themed. They are animal rights themed. And I put so much time and energy and emotion into them that I wanted to be able to find an environment where I could show that, where people would also be excited and feel a little bit of the same way that I do. And that was so easy to transition to being a new jewelry maker and establishing my business and then asking other friends that are also trying to establish their vegan businesses, let's do this. Let's get together and let's show the world that no matter what you want to buy or need to buy can be animal friendly, animal free, and also made by a vegan business owner that's trying to make a difference in all aspects of their lives.
Wonderful. And speaking of that, let's hear about Mary Pelletier's artwork.
Yes, she is new as well, and she is very sweet. I've loved being able to get to know everybody, and one of the fun things that we've done with this, with the website that I started to advertise everybody, I gave them a little interview, I called it. So it was just four questions. What made you decide to start your business? How long have you been vegan, and what helped you make that decision? What is the favorite item that you create? And then I asked them to tell me about other vegan businesses that they might buy from. Also as a little hint to remind everybody, let's support each other. And Mary just recently started to create some of her hand-drawn designs and put them on clothing and has come out with some beautiful pieces. I love her mandala design that's made out of fruits that you would never guess until you really looked at it in depth. She has a lot of really cute sayings that she's put on shirts. She has a little recent one that's a little bit sassy, and I love it and can't wait to purchase one for myself with a little chicken on the front, a rooster, one of her favorite roosters that she helped rescue. And I know that she put a lot of thought and emotion and energy into these, so she's excited. This will be the first event that she sold her pieces at.
Yes, and what is the name of her business? I'm thinking One Love, but it's not One
Embody
Love.
Embody Love.
Embody Love.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. Wow, this is great because I know there's 36 artists there, so it's going to be a lot to cover. So let's hear about some of the photographers.
Well, most recently, Cameron Osteen signed up, and he's called the Yoga Animalia Project. So while I was speaking with him online, learned a little bit more about how he's traveled all over the country and is an amazing photographer taking pictures of animals at farm sanctuaries. But it is not just a farm animal sanctuary. It is vegan message farm animal sanctuaries. Those who are trying to tell the world that, yes, we save animals and they all deserve to be loved and saved, but we shouldn't eat them either. There's so much more to being an animal rescuer than taking them from a bad situation and giving them a permanent place, safe place to live. Mm-hmm. I had been told when I was first planning this and was so excited about having a different event, as I said, with the vegan business owners and the artists and the makers that weren't just all around food-based businesses, that I would never fill a space with vegan-owned businesses. I was told it would never happen.
Yes.
That there's not enough people in our area without me having to take money out of my own pocket and pay for an event space because so few would be interested or want to take part. And it has been amazing. To show me the opposite has made my heart so happy because, as I said, there's nothing that you could want or need and not be able to buy it from another maker who is ethical in all aspects of their lives, who is a vegan-owned business. So it's been pretty great.
So you're really doing quite a great job.
I am trying. I want everybody, as I said, I want everybody to feel seen, and I want them to be able to be comfortable and show everybody what they create. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, this is wonderful, really wonderful. And I'd also like to hear about the bakers.
We have quite a few of those. And as I said, don't tell anybody else. But snacks are Tamara's favorite. We have a lot of vegan bakers that are coming down from, or coming up from, rather, Rhode Island. And they're all very good friends with each other, which has been great because they all encourage each other and they share each other's work and they answer questions from each other, ask questions with each other, and I love that. But we also do have a lot of local that are in our area, in the Worcester area, that are trying to establish businesses as well. And a lot of these girls are working full-time jobs someplace else, but their heart is in their food making. They want this to be what helps take care of them and their families and their bills. So it's one more way for them to come and sell what they create at our event and get the word out there. And hopefully soon, this can be their livelihood. This can be how they care for their family. And they're all amazing. They're all a little bit different. And that's what I love, because they all seem to really specialize in a group of snacks, or they're very gluten-free friendly, or they're very, more cookies or more cupcakes or more baked goods, more donuts. Everybody's a little bit different. And that's what I loved about them. But we have Miss Vegan, Celebrated, Pig Out Bakery, Blush Bake Shop.
This event is open to the public and free to attend.
But they're from all over. We have a lot of the standby girls that everybody knows and loves. When you go to a veg fest, you know that they're going to be there and you look forward to getting their snacks. And then we have a lot of the newer people too that are trying to establish their business and make this their livelihood. So we have a little bit of everything.
We're listening to Tamara Castagnaro from Petersham, the woods of Petersham, and she's here in the WCUW studios in Worcester joining us, and she is the founder and organizer of the Vegan Maker Collective, an arts event that is happening in Worcester on September 30th. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Tamara.
You're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM, community radio serving Central Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, and we're very fortunate to be joined by Tamara Castagnaro. She's joining us in the studio, and Tamara is the founder organizer of the Vegan Maker Collective, an arts event happening in Worcester on September 30th, and that's going to be at the New Tradition
Event Space
on 7 Jackson Street. So that's great to hear about the various artists and also the bakers, and let's hear about some of the chefs who will be there, the vegan chefs.
Yes, we will have 2 food trucks. We can fit 2 outside. We have Stephanie of Bartleby Seitan Truck, a woman-owned business who's from the Boston area, and she makes amazing chicken replacements. So crispy chicken nuggets and amazing fries and all of these dips and sauces that are homemade that she's created. And she will be there with her food truck selling her items, and we'll have Like No Other outside with her as well.
Yay.
I know, I'm so excited. I really like Karen and Chris as well. They're great people, and I love that they are so supportive of everybody in our community, in our little collective. They like to share, they like to have pop-ups, they'll invite different kinds of makers, and they'll be able to sell whatever it is that they make in their ice cream shop for people to see them, for them to be seen. So I'm excited to have them too, because they're not only amazing ice cream, the best vegan ice cream I've ever had, but they're also really great people too.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
And that's such a clever name, Like No Other.
It is. Very cute. Yeah, I love it as well.
U-D-D-E-R, Like No Other, because to confiscate the breast milk of females, of mothers, is an act of misogyny, in my opinion, and it's violent, and there's no need for it, and it's just a cultural indoctrination that we've all worldwide experienced, but it's time to change, because it's absolutely ridiculous and makes no sense to continue breastfeeding after infancy. And so unless one is an infant or a toddler, they wouldn't be breastfeeding. That's nature. You stop, you get weaned and you stop it. And so unfortunately, we've been raised in this kind of society that has
a whole population of adolescents and adults continuing to consume breast milk without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Like other female mammals, cows only lactate, or produce milk, when they're pregnant or have a newborn to feed. So the dairy industry inseminates or impregnates cows starting at the age of around 12 months over and over and over again so they keep making milk. And it's a rather routine process. You see, first the industry jacks up a bunch of bulls. And that semen is collected and then inserted into the vagina of a female cow with a long tube, usually while she's confined in what the industry calls a rape rack. And sometimes...
to make the process as effective as possible.
We're listening to Aaron Janus.
And when that baby cow is born, it's pretty much immediately taken away from its mother and locked in a crate. Because if it stayed around mom, it would drink her milk. And that's for us.
This is snippets of her video. Dairy is scary.
And you see, a mother cow's bond with her young is very strong and affectionate. And she sometimes cries out for days in search of her baby. But nobody gives a shit.
Shortly, we'll return to our feature of the Vegan Maker Collective.
You see, the dairy industry is the meat industry. Almost every single dairy cow that you will ever buy milk that came from ends up being killed for meat. So if you're vegetarian, you might want to think about this, because at least when you're being raised for meat, you're just raised for meat and killed. But when you're a dairy cow, you are sexually exploited and emotionally and physically exhausted until you can't take it anymore, and then you're killed for meat. Sounds worse to me. And there are dozens of amazing plant-based sources of calcium and protein, so you really don't need to suck the teats of a cow.
I've been really trying, baby.
You see, rhino milk is for baby rhinos. Dog's milk is for baby dogs. Cat's milk, for baby cats. Rat milk is for baby rats. And cow's milk is for humans? No, it's for baby cows. And vegans are crazy? Dairy is...
scary.
So on that note, I'd like to hear about some of the other vegan chefs who will be there.
Burrito is relatively new. Casey and Chris come down from, or they'll come up from, Rhode Island, and they're usually at different spaces showing people their Mexican-inspired flavors. So they have a lot of amazing sweet potato burritos, and they have nachos with all of the great vegetables and homemade sour cream and sauces and things and cheeses. But they're also going to have their famous, I keep asking them to bring, their mac and cheese burger. So it is a homemade veggie burger with their homemade mac and cheese on top. Oh, with a pretzel bun. I know. We'll have the Vegan Nest with us as well.
Well, this is great to hear, and it's also very uplifting and encouraging. And I know that some of the dialogue, for some people, especially if they're not vegan, this feels a little bit heavy because we're speaking truth, but that's the point. We're living in a very violent system.
Hmm.
And even though it appears that there's peace, but it's not positive peace, it's negative peace, because so many non-humans and humans are suffering as a result of a carnist system and a carnist society. And so this really is to be celebrated because we're changing it into a vegan society and a vegan culture and a vegan consciousness, which again starts with you, Tamara Castagnaro. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're coming to a close in the interview. Is there any other additional messages that you can leave with our listeners?
I'm just very excited for this event, and I hope that whether you're vegan or you're not, if you love animals, which everybody does, please come and and support these makers, these vegan business owners that are trying to make a difference in the world and into the lives of animals.
So let's hear a recap of the Vegan Maker Collective.
So there will be 33 of us, all vegan-owned businesses, and we have artists and we have food makers, we have creators of all types of goods to show the world that anything we might want or need to buy, we would be able to buy from people who are making a difference, and they are vegan-owned businesses. There will be 33 of us, and the event is going to take place at 7 Jackson Street in Worcester, Mass, at the New Tradition Event Space, and it will be on September 30th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So I hope to see everybody there.
With lots of yummy food.
A lot, yes.
Right, so we have meals available from vegan chefs and vegan restaurants, and also all the delicious desserts.
Yes.
And like no other, ice cream.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you again, Tamara. Thank you very much for coming into the WCUW studios.
Thank you, Marlene.
Tamara, can we hear once again the name of the 33 vegan business owners who are artists who are going to be presenting, being vendors, presenting their work at the Vegan Maker Collective?
Yes. So we will have Miss Vegan, Celebrated, The Vegan Potter, Pig Out Bakery, Blush Bake Shop, Vegan Veridity, Wonderlust Artisan Soaps, Camberville Dog Treats, Cat Party Design Studio, Two Trick Pony, Characters by Fascia, Lumen Naturei, The Humble Soaper, Bartleby Satan Truck, Steve Fournier Tattoo and Artist, White Muck Vegan Apparel, Wild Tiger Pins, Glass House Arts Stained Glass, The Striped Cat Metalworks, Hippie Cakes Vegan Bakery, The Vegan Nest, East Ham Stamp, Verito, Grasp T-Shirts, Like No Other, Embody Love, Barrett's Garden, Sarah Abeda Marco for George Nowick Fine Prints, Richard Salvucci Studio, Smoky Chestnut Farm Sanctuary, Gagny Life, Jennifer Lee's Bakery, and Cameron Osteen and his Yoga and Amalia Project.
Wonderful. Tamara, what is the contact information?
We have a website that I started specifically for this. So everybody is listed with their little interview, I call it, on there. And there's photographs of lots of things that they make and the questions that they answered about their journey to getting to where they are. And that website is www.theveganmakercollective.com. And I also have an Instagram page that I post to way too often with photographs and descriptions of everybody that will be there. And that's just The Vegan Maker Collective. And we also have a Facebook event page so that we can get this word of mouth, get this out there so that even more people can come.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my guest, Tamara Castagnaro. From Petersham, Massachusetts, Tamara is the organizer of the Vegan Maker Collective. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're listening to Heartfully Awake by Joseph Peck, a vegan musician in California, and also Animal Songs by Will Tuttle.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.